The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simon Pei Tes Sif Bey's Paskins. Ochel Gavin, if somebody ate cheese, Mutalachel Acher of Bosomian, he may immediately afterwards eat meat. Uvad, however, Aloch requires Shiayin Yodov, he should look at his hands, Shleye Shum Dovrim and Advina Nidbekbehem. There should be no remnants of the cheese on his hands. Vimu Belaila, if it's at in the eve night, should any yochalai noiser hativ, can't see them, it's dark. Tzorach l'rachtzim, he should wash them. And continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'tzorach l'kanach piv l'adicha, he has to wash out his mouth. The kinuach, what does kinuach mean, says the Shulchan Aruch? Sheyilois pas, he should bite bread, v'kanach by piv yofa. It doesn't necessarily have to be bread. Chutz mikimcha v'tamri v'yarka, flour or vegetables. L'fi sheim nidbokim b'chenichayim. They stick to the cheeks and to the upper part of the mouth. V'em kachin yofay, so you don't really accomplish anything. V'akach yitich piv b'mayim oy b'yayin. Then he should rinse his mouth with wine or water. B'medvar mamurim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, when it was the said, the boss of Behemoth v'chayah. If you ate Behemoth meat or Chayah meat. Avon bo lech or boss oif ach gvino. If he wants to eat poultry, chicken after cheese, ain't a tzarech like kinich v'lo nitila, it's not required. V'yesh machmirim acho afil v'boss ach gvino. The Ramah says that we're machmir on everything even after chicken, the chayin nohagim. So we have here a machloikis, the Shulchan Aruch, and Ramah. If after eating poultry, what is the halacha regarding eating cheese? The Ramah says even after poultry, the Shulchan Aruch says only after behemah v'chaya. The source for the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is from the Rambam. In Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Tes Halacha Chazayin, where the Shulchan Aruch, where the Rambam says, B'medvam Amurim B'bos B'heim V'chaya, Avam Ocha Bos Oif, Achish Ocha L'Agvino Oicholov, if you eat poultry after cheese, and it's Ocha Loi Kinuch HaPev Loi Netilas Yedayim. So the Rambam says, B'heim V'chaya, you have to do these things, not oif. So the Rashba explains, the Rashba has a question. The reason the Shulchan Aruch seems to be, the Rambam differentiates between oif and chaya, because the issur of eating oif and cheese together, poultry and cheese together, is only the Rabbanan. And therefore, since the entire issur is only the Rabbanan, we need not be so machmir. So ask the Rashba. The Rambam's opinion is that chaya is also chaya and basa chaya and cheese is also only midrabbanan. So if that's the case, why does the Rambam take a stringent position regarding chaya meat and not regarding oif meat? So the Rashba answers, based on a Gemara we have here in Amasechta, the Gemara discusses how do we understand the Mishnah. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah is talking about somebody who's machmer to eat chulin al taras hakodesh. Ask the Gemara if this individual is machmer to eat a chulin al taras hakodesh. So why does our Mishnah speak about chaya meat? You never bring a carbon from a chaya. Answers the Gemara. Bosa v'bosa michlef. You could get confused between chaya meat and bosa meat. And therefore, the same halacha that applies by bosa will apply by chaya. However, bosa v'peiri loy michlef. And therefore, by Basar, the Kohanim don't treat it on Taharas Truma, because you don't bring Truma from Paris. asked the Rashba, let's learn our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the same halacha that if somebody shecht a behemah chayiv oif and no dam came out, so the question is that meat mukshal kabel tumah because it didn't get wet? So we see that our Mishnah seems to indicate that not only basa behemah and basa b'chayah get michlef, get mixed up one with the other, but basa roif is the same. Says the Knesset Gedoyla. So we're back to our original kasha. Why does the Rambam machmer by basa roif, by basa chayah, even though it's not a deraisa, because it's michlef with basa behemah? From our Mishnah, it seems that basar oif is also michlif with basar behema. So the Knesset Gedoyla says that the way we need to understand our Gemara is that basar chai and basar behema are very similar. They're all regular meat, and therefore we're concerned for michlif. Masha'enken, however, basar oif, poultry meat, is very different than animal meat or chai meat, and therefore there's no concern of michlef. And indeed, our Mishnah, our Gemara could have just said the same, that basar oif doesn't get mixed up with basar behema. But that's not the focus. The focus was on peiros. So it turns out that we have here, now we could understand the machloikis of the Shulchan Aruch Rambam versus the Ramah. It's based on how to understand our Gemara. Do we say that only Bas B'chaya is Michlef with Bas Behema? That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Do we say that even Bas Oif is Michlef with Bas Behema? And therefore, as the Ramah says, we're Machlef even by Bas Oif. There's another halacha in Hilchas Pesach. Shulchan Aruch, Eir Chaim, Simen Tov Samach Tes Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asa Loima, you're not allowed to say Ashum Behema, Bein Bechaya, Bein Shchuta, on any animal, whether it's Chaya or Shchuta, Basa Zel Pesach. You're buying meat for Pesach, you're buying meat for Pesach, don't say Basa Zel Pesach. For explains the Shulchan Aruch, Lefisha Nira Gdisha Mechayim, Pesach. When you say such a terminology, it looks like you're designating this meat for Korban Pesach. And then when you eat the meat on Yontif Pesach, it turns out that you're eating kachim that you were magdish for Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which, as we learned in Pesach the Mizvachim and Pesach the Menachis, is a very serious isser. The Shulchan Aruch says, El Yoimer, what should you say? Bosses El Yontif, don't say Pesach. But the Shulchan Aruch does say, Avamutta Loim Chitim Elu LePesach. Why are you allowed to say Chitim LePesach? Because everybody understands that when you say Chitim LePesach, what you mean is that you want to use that meat for, that you want to use that grain, those Chitim, to make your matzahs. And there's no consideration, there's nobody that's concerned that you're going to use, that you want to use those chitim as kachim. So if we look in the Magen Avraham, the first sif cotton of the Magen Avraham on this simen, the Magen Avraham says, Uba Maril ois afil oif. The Maril says that you shouldn't even say on poultry that you want to use it for Pesach. Kol sh'beminoi ton shchita, anything that's of the type that you have to shecht, you shouldn't say that I'm making it for Pesach. For chumru shemachmer, says the Magen Avraham, the Maril is just being machmer, k'midina ein osa obedov al karva gav mizbeach. The only time we should be machmer is in something that's brought on the mizbeach. So it's very interesting. And this is exactly what we discussed in the previous halacha. In this way, I think the Elul Rabba seems to understand this Magen Avraham. Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asa loim al shum behema, ben chaya,
ben Chai ben Shchuta. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Behema. The Shulchan Aruch does not speak about a Chaya, does not speak about an Oif. Why not? Because only a Behema is brought for a Korban Pesach. Only Behema is brought for Korbanos. Chaya va'Oif are never brought for Korbanos. But the Maril is being Machmer. And I think the basis for the Chumrah of the Maril is our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Behema and Chaya are Michlif. And it could be, although it doesn't say so here in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Machloikis that we just saw in Yerideyah, Simen Pei Tes, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, would apply by Oifus. According to the Ramah, that's machmer over there by oif, would be machmer here also, that you should not say oif zel pesach. And that's what the Maril says. Anything that's torn shchita. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch maybe would only say that you shouldn't say on chayim meat bas zel pesach, because the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, as our Gemara clearly indicates, that chayim and bas are interchangeable. But the Shulchan Aruch maybe would be makel on oif, that you could say oif zel pesach because oif is never brought as a carbon. However, there could be maybe a distinction, and I'll explain why. Because oif, when we speak about bas b'chalav, so bas behema has this bas b'chalav, bas chaya and bas oif are osim as rabbah. Whereas when we speak, and now we have a question, is oif if ichlef b'basar, is oif not ichlef b'basar? But when we speak about meat for the pasul Pesach, since oifis are in the family of something that's brought on the Mizbeach, even if you're buying chicken, and chicken is never brought as a carbon, but there are other oifis that we know, Tyrim, Bnei Yoina, that are brought as kabbonis. So it could be that even if the Shulchan Aruch is lenient by Basar Oif and dairy, could be by Basar Oif for Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch will be more machmir.